Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course Wayne Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Not much, man. Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for coming on the show as always. I'm battling a sore throat. It's feeling a little bit better than it was earlier this morning, but I'm gonna try to soldier on. You know. Do the show with you, you know, with you, Mac, and, you know.
And Carl Lewis.
Yes, Carl Lewis, yes. I saw him yesterday.
Where is he already?
I saw him yesterday. He, you know, unfortunately, he had a lot of stuff, you know, that happened unforeseen, but he's going to make his debut very soon.
So
we'll definitely update you on, update the folks on that, so. If you guys have been checking out, you know, the stuff going on. But, yeah, we're going to have a new host, co-host, to join us, you know, to entertain you all. So, he's going to make his debut very soon. So, you know, we're all looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
But that's in the very near future. Today, you know, we're going to, you know, of course, this is Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Rameau. He's Macaulay Matthew. And, you know, we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl coming up next week between the New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons. And as you know, Tom Brady, he's on the quest for his fifth ever championship. And, if he does that, you know, I'll put him on rarefied air as the only quarterback to win five Super Bowl championships.
Yeah.
And, of course, the only man standing in his way on the opposing end is Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan's clearly having the best, best year of his career. And this is the best, arguably the greatest season in the Falcons history, and they're going to try to finally bring the elusive Super Bowl champion to the state of Atlanta. So, you know, both guys are all, you know, firing on all cylinders. The Patriots haven't been as formidable as they've been in the past, but, they have history on their side. They have the experience. They have the all-time and Bill Belichick. And, you know, partner up with Tom Brady, they always find a way to win. And, to me, in my opinion, the most humble opinion, you know, I think, they will bring the title back to New England yet again, unfortunately. I'm a Jets fan. I hate the Patriots. We have the Yankees and the Celtics / Lakers of – football, but you know, I think they're gonna win it again, and unfortunately, the Patriots are gonna do it. And you know, they've been on an impressive run. You know, they run roughshod on everybody, and you know, the Patriots, you know, they haven't been as great as they've been, defensively as they've been in the past. They got that experience, and it starts. And the Patriots will hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy yet again. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I won't give my prediction until next week. I'll wait until next week to give my prediction.
I give it right now because there might. This is the Super Bowl edition. Next week episode, you know, because it's going to be hectic. But if there is a next week episode, I'm thinking about doing something special.
You know? Oh, okay. You want to do it next Saturday?
If I am able to do it next Saturday,
okay.
I think we're gonna do something special. So,
oh,
feel free
okay.
to give your prediction now if you don't.
Okay.
Mind.
Well, you know, I think Patriots will win it. I think, although I don't want them to win it, but you know, I think they'll win it eventually. Although I will be rooting for the Falcons. So Falcons and Falcon fans, you could prove me wrong. But you know, the Patriots, they're just too good, man. They find a way to beat their opponents. I know they lost last year to the Broncos in that AFC Championship game. You know, it takes a very good defense to beat them. And I don't think the Falcons mm-hmm. have a very good defense. They do have the offense. They were one of the best offensive teams in the football. But, you know, we've seen in the past when Patriots face high-scoring teams in the Super Bowl, a la St. Louis Rams back in 2001, you know, they find a way to beat them. And I think Bill Belichick and his coaching staff, they'll come with a strategy to slow down the Falcons. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it'll be a close game. I think Patriots will win it with a field goal, at least. And I think Tom Brady becomes the best quarterback, you know, in NFL history by winning his fifth Super Bowl. And, you know, it'll be a close, good competitive game. I can't wait for it. But again, even though I think the Patriots will win it, I'll still be rooting for the Falcons.
Amen, amen, and amen. I agree with you 100%. I'm rooting for the Falcons all the way, but unfortunately, I think their, you know, amazing ride is going to end, you know, against New England. So I'm rooting hard for Falcons. Just as short as a diehard Falcon fan would be rooting for the Falcons. I can't say I'm on that level because I'm not a Falcon fan, but I'm just a notch below. That's how much I hate New England. So I'm pulling for them. I hope they prove me wrong. I really hope they do. But
I mean,
rooting for New England, it's like rooting against John Cena, which John Cena even admitted himself that they're, you know, the Tom Brady and him, you know, their careers marvel each, you know, mirror each other. Oh, what were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say that You know, this is your fault. This is the Jets' fault, man. The whole AFC East, man. Every year, you know, the Patriots win that damn division, and they have one of the better records. If the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills would step up their game, this would never happen. If the Jets were as competitive as people thought they would be this year, maybe we're not talking about the Patriots right now.
That's true. But then again, the Giants, man. The Giants are supposed to be everybody's last hope, you know, during the
time. But the Giants already
era,
done it
you know.
Already, man. Come on.
They
you can't rely on Giants every year.
Apparently that's the case because, you know, the New England, you know, their kryptonite seems to be Eli Manning. So, you know, unfortunately, we don't have that in our back pocket, for your sake, since you're a diehard Giants fan.
Yeah.
So it looks like, unfortunately, it will be another New England championship. So we called it. I called it before this playoff happened. So fortunately, I hope I'm wrong. Sometimes it's good to be wrong sometimes.
Well, it's going to be, it's
going
to be a good competitive game. I can't wait to see it.
Absolutely. And hopefully it'll be finally it'll be another competitive game because there's only been one competitive game in this playoff, and that's the Patriots. The Packers versus I'm trying to remember which game was that? I'm trying to remember which one. The Packers versus the Cowboys a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And all these games have been blowouts, especially, you know, the conference final games in both leagues. And,
yeah, you're right.
You know, the Falcons eliminated the Packers to advance to the Super Bowl, and then the Patriots they eliminated the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, this is why we have the matchup. And should be an epic Super Bowl. Super Bowl 51.
I think it will be, you know, and I'm not going to be betting against the Patriots like I did last time when they faced the Seahawks. So if I bet, it's going to be over the, it's going to be on the over under, but not on the actual teams.
Gotcha. Smart man. You don't want to lose your money. But moving on to the Knicks. You know, the Knicks have been doing horrible lately. They did win on Friday night versus who was it, the Bobcats? No, I'm trying to remember. Who did they face?
Was it the Grizzlies? Memphis?
No, I don't think it was the Grizzlies. I think it was the Hornets.
Maybe it was the Hornets. I'm forgetting now, too.
Yeah, I think it's like 18 points. Let me make sure to, you know, make sure I give it to you, you know, accurately. But that's not the biggest news. The biggest news is that, you know, Phil Jackson has been shopping around Carmelo Anthony, you know, to get rid of him. And the rumors are that they tried to trade him to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Kevin Love, but the Cavaliers flat out shut that deal down. That was the rumored deal that would have sent Melo to Cleveland, to put them over the top last year because, you know, the Cavs organization was questioning Kevin Love's desire to win a championship. And obviously, you know, last year proved that he is a winning player. So, you know, basically all's well that ends well in Cleveland now, or Believeland, as they've been calling themselves lately.
Mm-hmm.
So now, basically, they try to do the same move again, and the same trade rumors, and, you know, as I mentioned, Cleveland shut it down. So now Knicks have been trying to ship Melo to Celtics, or even the biggest rumor, the Clippers. But the messed up thing about it is that they're not going to get any of the major guys on the Clippers. Blake Griffin's not going to be in this deal. DeAndre Jordan's not going to be in this deal. Chris Paul's not going to be in this trade. So the rumors, if this trade does go down, it would be Austin Rivers, which is, of course, the Clippers head coach, Doc Rivers, and also J.J. Redick are rumored to be in that deal. And my thinking is, yes, I understand they want to get rid of Melo, but if you're not getting the top player back, I don't see the point of making this deal, to be honest with you, because Melo, I mean, say what you will about Melo. Yeah, Melo has never won a championship. Yes, he's not a premier guy anymore. On a championship caliber team, he'd be the third best option. Fourth on a really, really strong super team like, for example, the Cavs or the Warriors with the acquisition of Durant in the offseason. So on a championship team, Melo would be like the third or fourth best option on the team. And that's not a shot on Melo, but Melo's not a guy who's known to elevate his players. He's not that. As of right now, he hasn't proven to be that type of player.
Right.
And, you know, now as of right now, Melo is willing to waive the no-trade deal. And, you know, another thing that happened recently with Melo is that he's no longer his streak of being an all-star ended. So I think he had, 7 years straight as an all-star?
Yeah,
but now that came
like
to end. And so he won't be in the All-Star game. And, you know, the Knicks, whether they trade Melo or not, they gotta rebound from the way they're playing. They're two games out of the eighth spot, and they're hoping that the 110-107 victory against the Charlotte Hornets, you know, will will be that starting point to turn this season around. I think they're what 21 and 27. So
yeah,
they got a lot of stuff to do, man. The trading deadline, the All-Star game's gonna be next month. So they got to get their acts together for real.
Well, Melo's not gonna go to Celtics because Celtics, they said that they're not interested in trading for Melo. So you could throw that out that window. It's possible he could go to the Clippers, but you know, I don't know. I don't know if it'll happen. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. I think if he gets traded, it'll probably be in the off season.
So
still there,
you know. Yeah, I'm still here. February, you know, February 19 is the All-Star game. So definitely, will be a must-see game, but unfortunately there won't be any Knicks for that game. But that shouldn't be the Knicks' concern right now. They need to win games. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with the Knicks in the my little nephew, he loves to see people on the he loves to see, you know, talk on the phone when people are talking. So it looks like
it should be his bedtime.
yeah, his mom is trying to get him to go to sleep. Yeah, this is live radio, folks. Podcast. My little nephew, he apparently wants to make his debut. Every time he sees someone on the phone, he wants to talk. So what was I gonna say? So shifting gears. Okay, you wanna say hi quickly?
Mhm. Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's that?
I'm just doing the show on live, so there's people listening to you right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mhm. So I'll talk to you later, okay, little man? All right, we'll talk right after the show. That's my topic there. But moving, last but not least, let's talk about the Royal Rumble. And this Royal Rumble is going to be so exciting. You know, you don't know who's going to win. It could be anybody. It could be Undertaker. Could be Brock Lesnar. Could be, I forgot what I was going to say. Could be Lesnar. Could be anybody, right?
What's your thoughts? It's going to be an exciting Rumble. Like, it's going to be very exciting. You know, this will be one of the most exciting Royal Rumbles we've seen in a long time. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think Kenny Omega is going to make his debut. He's a guy in the indie, you know, in the indies that, you know, he had arguably, a lot of people are saying, have the best match probably ever, you know, that he had at Wrestle Kingdom in Japan recently, and now he's a free agent. So that's, you know, he's another person that's rumored to come. Of course, you got Kurt Angle, the future WWE Hall of Famer. The night before WrestleMania, which, you know, I think both men are going to pop up. There's also Samoa Joe, you know, former Honor and TNA champion, who's he's down in NXT, and he's rumored to be finally making his WWE debut at the Royal Rumble. There's so many stuff that, you know, that could go down tomorrow. And I'm really excited about that. But, yeah, before we just jump right into the Royal Rumble, today there was an NXT pay-per-view event. And I just finished watching it. It was pretty awesome. I saw most of it. Yeah, there was like a fatal four-way women's match. Asuka. I hope I pronounced her name right. She defended her title against Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, who apparently they're like a modern day version of Flawless. You remember that group with Michelle McCool and Layla? Basically,
right.
They have a buddy alliance that
mm-hmm.
they're having, and basically they were both in the title match, even though they're both buddies, kind of like, you know, Jericho and Kevin Owens, kind of.
Right.
But they were also fighting. What was I gonna say? They were also fighting the champion and also this lady called Nikki Cross, who's basically she's part of Eric Young's group, which basically looks like a biker Bray Wyatt kind of group. So she looks like she would be a perfect Sister Abigail, the way her character seems to be.
Oh,
but
wow.
That was, you know, it was a good it was a good pay per view event. And then what was I gonna say? So basically, you know, retained the title, Asuka. So basically, that was one of the main events. The tag team match was Do It Yourself, who were the reigning champions, versus the Authors of Pain, which they were managed by the former Legion of Doom manager Paul Erling, and basically they had an awesome match as well, and they end up getting becoming the NXT, you know, and so, you know, congratulations to them as well. And then the main event was Bobby Roode, you know, former TNA champion, going head to head with the current TNA champion, rather NXT champion, Shinsuke Nakamura. And as advertised, it was an awesome match, or a glorious match, as you know, that's Bobby Roode's nickname. He glorious. So basically, you know, that, you know, it was an awesome match. And you know, I don't want to spoil how it went, but I guess I'll tell you who won. But you know, it's a match I would definitely recommend watching. So basically, Nakamura, he got hurt in the middle, you know, towards the end of the match, and you know, Bobby Roode exploited that weakness and ended up winning the match and finally becoming the NXT champion. So congratulations to Bobby Roode.
Congrats.
And so yeah, NXT, you know, they, as usual, they brought it. And if NXT is any indication, you know, Royal Rumble is going to be awesome. And as you know, Seth Rollins, you know, due to Stephanie and Triple H's shenanigans at Raw, when Triple H's music surprisingly went off while, you know, towards the Sami Zayn match, because the stipulation was whoever lost would be in the world. As a result of the Triple H's backstabbing, you know, Seth Rollins yet again with the music blaring, you know, fooling Seth Rollins into thinking he was coming. Seth Rollins let his guard down, you know, after delivering a devastating ring apron, you know, he was going for the cover, and then he got distracted by Triple H's music. And then Sami Zayn basically stole Seth Rollins' rosters, because that was a stipulation. If Seth Rollins lost, he would lose his Royal Rumble spot, and that's what happened. So as a result, he came to NXT, shockingly, and he was looking to start a fight with Triple H at the NXT pay-per-view event. So basically, Triple H came out, and Triple H was walking down the aisle, and then afterwards he psyched Seth Rollins out and called the security, you know, on him. And then, you know, Seth Rollins basically attacked the security, and they had to get rid of, like, I don't know, at least eight guards, after Seth Rollins, beat up on some of them, they got some of them, and then they got referees to restrain them and drag them backstage, pull them away backstage. Seth Rollins is going to be looking out for blood tomorrow night, to set up their eventual WrestleMania match, which has been, been set up since
building up.
Triple H betrayed him, Triple H betrayed him and literally handed the title to Kevin Owens in that Battle Royale match a few months ago. So, with that in mind, let's jump into this pay-per-view event. Let's see what matches are there. There's the pre-match. It's Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. I'm picking Nia Jax to win, because if Sasha wins, this is basically the end of the rivalry. So I think Nia Jax is going to win this one tomorrow night. What about you?
I think Sasha's going to put it off. I think she's going to win this match. And maybe you see a triple threat match down the line between Nia, Charlotte, and Sasha after this.
It's possible.
Or even a WrestleMania match. Maybe you see a WrestleMania rematch. Who knows? But I think Sasha has this one.
Maybe. Probably right. How about the Raw Tag Team Championship match? You got Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Bullet Club members, Anderson and Gallows. I think just like what happened, what happened on Raw recently was, Gallows and Anderson winning, but the referee, after they said they won, the original referee who got knocked out was saying, he called off the match and basically, said, that, Cesaro and Sheamus still won, which, PO'd the fans. So I think Gallows and Anderson will finally win for real this time. You?
I think Cesaro and Sheamus will retain it. If Cesaro and Sheamus lose, it's going to be at WrestleMania, I think. I don't see them losing at Royal Rumble. I think it's it'll probably be a run at WrestleMania, but not now. I think they retain the titles.
Okay. The final one on the pre-match is Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Naomi versus Alexa Bliss, your ex-wife Mickie James, and Natalya. Who do you think is gonna win?
Wow. I'd say,
to be honest with you, I don't know who the heck's gonna win this. To be honest,
that's a tough one.
Maybe Becky Lynch, since it's a non-title match.
Yeah, I mean this one could go either way. Since it's a 3-3, right?
Yeah.
I
say Becky Lynch put the arm, make Natalya tap out.
I'm going to go with Team Bliss. I'm going to go Alexa Bliss, Mickey James, and Natalya. Because that would make it more interesting if that team wins.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't agreed on anything yet.
Yeah, we haven't. The main event, the main card. Now, this is what's going to be on the show, the actual show. Now, it's champion Rick Swann versus the self-proclaimed king of the cruiserweights, Neville. And I think Neville's going to win, because Neville's been on a roll right now. And I don't know, Rick Swann, man, other than Monday Night Raw, they're just making him into like a Rocky Maivia type wrestler, smiling, goofing off, dancing around. And he's hardly serious when these guys are attacking him. Going back to his feud with the Brian Kendrick, they're basically making him into like a smiley, happy-go-lucky champion who hardly gets upset. So I think Neville's going to win, Because Neville definitely does have no respect for him.
Yeah, I'm going to go Neville as well. I think Neville's going to win this one as well.
Yep. And then same thing here. WWE Raw Women's Championship match. Charlotte versus Bayley, the fan favorite Bayley. I think Charlotte's going to retain the title, keep this streak going. I don't see Charlotte losing the title until WrestleMania and pay-per-view streak going on. I think she's won at least 15 in a row, and I don't think it's going to stop. Bayley is going to lose.
Yeah, I think Charlotte's going to retain it. I don't see Charlotte losing it until WrestleMania as well.
All right, let's move on to the WWE Raw Universal Champion, Kevin Owens, with Chris Jericho suspended in the shark cage versus Roman Reigns. I'm thinking Roman Reigns will win this. What about you?
I think Kevin Owens retains the title. I think there's that friendship between him and Jericho. I think he's going to hold the title a little bit longer here so we could see that WrestleMania match between him and Jericho. I think that's going to happen. But there's something that's going to happen that's going to – either Jericho's going to distract Reigns to lose. It's not going to be a clean win for Kevin.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
I see your point. I think you might convince me. I think maybe Braun Strowman might interfere in this match because Jericho's going to be locked up. So – Someone's going to interfere that we don't expect. I would assume Braun Strowman, since they've been aligning with him on and off for the past couple of months. You know what? You twisted my arm. You really did. I was thinking Roman Reigns. If Roman Reigns is Cena 2.0, I know I might be kicking myself Sunday night if I'm wrong. But you know what? I think you might be right. I think maybe he might hold on to the title maybe just one more month.
Yeah, or a few more months, maybe we see. Again, Jericho, Kevin Owens, that's what they've been teasing,
Yeah, but
we'll see it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but will the title still be on Kevin Owens? That's the problem. But we'll have to see after Sunday night. So, yeah, you twisted my arms. Kevin Owens will defeat Roman Reigns. And here's the championship. WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus John Cena. I think we're going to disagree here, right here. I think Cena will win. And, AJ Styles will lose the title, will regain the title or the next pay-per-view event, the Elimination Chambers. That's my thinking right now. And then Cena will win at WrestleMania. But that's my thinking right now. I could change from a few months from now. But, yeah, I think... AJ Styles will win. What's your thoughts? John Cena will win,
I think Cena wins, finally, against Styles, because there's no way they're going to make Styles beat him three times in a row clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that happening. I think he finally wins it, and he holds it until WrestleMania to face the winner at the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're on the same, the minds, we're thinking alike. So, yeah, now the other main event, the Royal Rumble matchup. 30 men. You know the deal. Whoever wins will choose which champion they'll face. Either the Universal Champion, who is currently Kevin Owens, or they will face the WWE Champion, who is currently AJ Styles. So, yeah, this is a tough one. This can go either way, but I'm sticking with what I think is going to happen. Unless there's somebody we don't know who's going to pop up, like Samoa Joe or, Kenny Omega or somebody like that, that they're going to just give him the title shot on his first debut match, kind of like how they teased with AJ Styles last year. I'm sticking with my original pick, and I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win the Royal Rumble, and then he's going to choose to feud off with whoever's the Universal Champion at the time, which could be Kevin Owens still, even though the scene, the Jericho and Owens thing is being teased. But another reason why I think Dean Ambrose is going to challenge the Universal Champion is because he'd switch brands, and then that way he could reform the Shield, because as you all know, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are all good guys right now.
Yeah.
And but Reigns and Rollins are on Raw. Ambrose is on SmackDown. The only way that the Shield could be reformed, logically speaking, would be if Ambrose would win the Royal Rumble and switch brands. Because realistically, you can't realistically propose a deal that, you know, Ambrose would be traded to Raw. Who would Raw be willing to give back? You know, if you want to take the, the brands, you know, seriously as two separate entities, who would the Raw be willing to give up to get Ambrose? Maybe Cesaro. I don't know. I'm just thinking. But then again, Cesaro is currently the champion. Because I know they, you know, Daniel Bryan's been always wanting Cesaro. Cesaro's the champion. Unless Cesaro loses the title, the tag team titles, and basically loses the rematch, I can't foresee anybody that SmackDown would want that they'd be willing to trade for. So that's why, realistically speaking, I think, Dean Ambrose will win. But as long as somebody we've never seen before win it, I'll be happy. Whether it's him, Bray Wyatt, anybody we haven't seen, winning it, I think should get the chance. What about you? Maybe even Undertaker. Undertaker hasn't won a Royal Rumble in the longest time. That'd be epic to see as well. I don't think Goldberg and Brock Lesnar will win it because they're basically going to cancel each other out. What about you?
Well, my thing was maybe Jericho so he could challenge Kevin Owens. But, I don't think it's going to be Jericho. Dean Ambrose would be a good choice, but I don't think that'd be a good – I don't think he's going to win either. I think it would be Undertaker. The reason being, I mean, why would WWE put Undertaker in the Royal Rumble in the first place? Since he only fights at WrestleMania, my thing is put him in the Rumble, have him win, fight Cena at WrestleMania. And this would be the 10-year anniversary. He won in 2007, so this would be the 10-year anniversary of him winning the Royal Rumble back in 2007. So why not have him win it for the second time this year? So I will Undertaker.
You know what? That's a good point, and it is in Texas, his home state.
Yes, yeah,
man, you're right. That's
the last one was in Texas, man, as well when he won it.
Oh,
San Antonio.
Wow, hitting us with some knowledge.
Yeah,
same place too. Man, you did your homework.
I've been thinking about it, for last week, because it's only fitting if that happens,
Man.
But it would be a good rumble if he did win it,
You twisted my arm, man. I'm trying to stick with my pick, but you twisted my arm, man. Oh man.
Who you going with?
I see it now. I see Undertaker winning it now. But I gotta stick with my pick. I've been sticking with this pick for months.
Ambrose.
I gotta stay with Ambrose, even though I don't think WWE respect him enough for him to win it yet.
Yeah,
I know he's won the title, but yeah, it makes too much sense for Dean Ambrose to win it for him to go to the Shield. Because I can't see a scenario for him to leave, to be traded to Raw.
Right.
I'm gonna stick with my pick. I think you're right now, but I'm gonna stick with my pick. I'm being stubborn.
So you stick with Ambrose.
I'm sticking with Ambrose, even though
I like Ambrose.
I'm starting to think you're right, though.
Hey, if Ambrose wins it, that's a good choice as well,
Yeah, that's true. Most of us, we don't even see winning.
Yeah.
Could be Orton. Could be Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Randy Orton would be also a great pick. Yeah.
Shinsuke, even though he's won it before. Shinsuke Nakamura, who just lost the NXT title tonight.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, this is a really huge Royal Rumble. I'm really excited about this, man. Do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Well, can't wait for the Rumble tomorrow. Guys, watch it. Hope you enjoy it. And come back here, listen to Sports Urban Legend. Hopefully next week.
Hopefully next week. If we got a chance to do it. But, you know, I had to do this Royal Rumble one and Super Bowl one just in case we're not going to get a chance next week. But, you know, if we have one next week, we're going to do I'm going to think of doing something special, you know, for you guys. So, if there's one next week, I hope you guys check it out. And if not, then I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, I'll try to do a show next week, you know, hopefully. It's not too hectic and impossible for me to do. You know, again, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Rameau, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.